Arise and shine. Okay, so I type want to check on my podcast to see if I can be heard. I'm heard. I'm heard. I'm heard. We here. Shabbat Shalom, y'all. We doing this thing. I'm doing this live for the first time as well, so that it could possibly say be saved, or I could upload it to YouTube as well. But the Most High does have a message for his children. And it's been on my spirit. It's been on my spirit very heavy. I was praising and worshiping this morning, and I also saw something last night before I went to bed. I'm not gonna, put this person's business out or anything. But I seen it and I was like, okay, like I don't wanna say anything, but the Most High was on me, like, so this is what you're doing. You just gonna let stuff slide that you see like that, and somebody need help. And so I'm like, okay, all right, Father, give me the words to say. And what I can say is that it's a spirit on the people right now. It's a spirit on the people, and we all know that this is spiritual warfare. We know that. It just has come to the point to where people are allowing themselves to be taken over by the enemy. We have to control our minds, y'all. We have to truly control our minds. And it has come to the point to where we just letting it ride. Like, we just letting whatever come to our mind, we letting it be, we letting it manifest, we letting it marinate. I'm gonna say that. We letting it marinate. Shalom, my good people. How y'all doing? Thank y'all for joining the room on this Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom, excuse me. But yes, we are allowing the enemy to control our thoughts. We're allowing the enemy to overtake and take away the promises that the Most High has already given us. We're not bringing those thoughts into captivity as the Most High has said to do. We're not doing it. He told us to do that. He gave us power to be able to tread on the serpent and bring those thoughts into captivity. And so, it's been on my spirit. Shabbat Shalom, y'all. It's been on my spirit. You know what I'm saying? The Most High has really just been showing me, because I feel like a lot of his children may have went through this. And so it has just been on me. So like I was saying in the beginning, I was praising and I was worshiping this morning, and I was listening to Anavio. Y'all know that's like one of my favorite artists in the Hebrew community. And yes, I still listen to others, but I relate with him more. I'll praise to the Most High. And so I was listening to the song Hallelujah featuring his wife, and it's something that he says in the song. Shabbat Shalom, my brother, how you doing? It's something that he says in the song, and it just hit me. The Most High already be on me. Like, y'all, this is what I'm saying. Like, every time I listen to that man's music, this is how you know that him and his wife really is for the Most High. Like, it be on my spirit so heavy. Like, y'all know when the Most High possess y'all and y'all praising and worshiping him, you may cry, you may just want to shout, whatever the case may be, whatever the spirit leads you to do. You get what I'm saying? And so I'm you feel me? I'm jamming out, I'm vibing, I'm like, okay, yes, hallelujah, and everything. And the Most High, like, do you hear what he's saying? And I'm like, yes, I hear him. All praises to the Most High. Yes, sir. We all trying to endure. We trying to get through it. Fighting is a good fight, y'all. We gotta stay strong. We gotta stay diligent. And I'm really here, y'all, for the people, for real, because this walk is not for the weak. And I be trying to encourage people. It's a lot of division in the community, in the Hebrew Israelite community. And this is something that people don't want to talk about, or this is something that people feel as if, oh no, we shouldn't speak on that, or it's gonna do this or that. But it's been on my spirit. Multiple things the Most High has had on my spirit. And I had just did a live on my podcast about this the other day. A little bit about us having division in the Hebrew Israelite community. And I'm live on my podcast right now. That's why y'all see me holding this mic also. But truly, it's a lot of division, y'all, and I just feel like we really need to come together more. As we know that the wicked is amping their stuff up, so what are we doing? Are we gonna continue to be separate? Or like, are we gonna join together? We should not be fighting over a name. We should not be fighting over who keeping the Sabbath right. And I feel like, excuse me, I feel like as long as somebody is trying to keep it, the Most High is gonna lead them and show them whatever is right. And I just feel like we shouldn't be like pestering somebody about, oh, well, since you're not keeping the Sabbath on the right day, or oh, this, or you feel what I'm saying? And I'm not knocking nobody for, I'm not saying like don't teach people, but come with grace when you do it. And so, back to what I was saying about me praising and worshiping this morning. I was in the car, and the Most High is like, "Are you listening? Do you hear what he's saying?" And I'm like, "Yes." So, back to that, we know that it's a spiritual warfare, and we have to be prepared. We have to have the weapon that we need to fight the stuff that is coming, because all this worldly stuff is not going to help us, and that's just a fact. And we need to have the word of the Most High to test every spirit and to defeat every spirit that's not of him. And so I've seen that the spirit on our people right now, it's a suicidal spirit. A lot of people are growing weary. And I want to encourage people to keep trusting in Yah. This is going to be the season where your faith is going to be amped up as well, because the things that are coming, you're going to need a little more than just, I believe. You get what I'm saying? Because we know that faith without works is dead, and we know that faith or emunah, we know that it's a muscle. We know that it gets worked out through trials and tribulations, being tested and all that good stuff, being tried in the fire, and hopefully we come out refined. We come out refined on the other side. All praises to the Most High for that. And so I just wanted to speak on what the Most High has given me. And it's very sad, y'all, because even people in this truth, and it's hard. And I want to say, just being upfront and honest, I didn't like never come to the conclusion where I'm just like, okay, I'm done, I want to kill myself type of thing. And I'm just keeping it, straight up. I'm just being honest with y'all. But I came to the point to where like, Abba, I'm tired. I'm tired. Like, I'm ready for you to come. But in reality, I had to weigh out every situation. Would I be ready if he truly came today? Would I be truly ready? Have I been living up to the absolute best standard of righteousness that he is leading and guiding me? And I'm like, I ain't ready. We all fall short of the glory, but I'm not justifying nothing. You feel that I'm doing that's not of him. But that made me want to go harder. That made me want to go harder. Hey, Tommy. But that made me want to go harder, y'all. And so just to speak on that, like, this is my biggest thing. Like, this is why I want to encourage people in our community to be there for one another. Don't feel like, okay, well, I ain't gonna reach out to nobody because this or that. And it's kind of like, you never know what somebody's going through. So just, maybe a little word of encouragement or whatever the case may be, the Most High could be using you to say exactly what that person need to hear. And so when the Most High puts something on your spirit, don't hesitate to act on it. I want to say, like, don't question him, because he know what he doing, honestly. And so that's the big part of trusting him. And we gonna have questions, but I feel like if we just see the Abraham, he didn't really question him. He just did what y'all said. And so I just feel as if we should be trying our best to operate in that same manner. And I'm speaking on this because, like I said, I've been seeing a lot. I've been seeing a lot, and I've been hearing a lot. A lot of people are feeling down in this season, and someone had posted something about, like, around this time of year, like, people become more depressed. And I definitely agree with that, because before being in the truth and, like, knowing how to overcome wicked thoughts and all of that good stuff, I would always feel sad around this time of the year. And I didn't understand why. I'm like, bro, like, I automatically type, like, get depressed or whatever. And so now, knowing what I know and knowing how to operate in the Most High and all of that good stuff, It don't affect me, but the enemy tries to come, you know what I'm saying? And that spirit of depression may try to come upon you, but we have to stand tall, we have to stand strong and rebuke that, and trust in the power of the Most High. And so I just want to encourage y'all to continue to be that light in somebody's life, because you never know, like the person could act as if, okay, like what you saying, it don't matter, blah, blah, but later on down the road, we don't know. Trusting and knowing how the Most High works, just plant that seed. Just plant that seed, and we gonna see what the Most High does. We gonna see, you know what I'm saying, what he do with that person. And so I just encourage y'all to do that. And prayer as well. Prayer right now is top tier. If you ain't been praying before, I encourage you to pray now and heavy. But make sure you doing it truly in spirit. Make sure that you're praying not amiss. Don't pray amiss, because like the Most High says in his word, he knows everything that we need. He know every necessity that we need. So like he say, don't be like the other people. You get what I'm saying? Don't be like the other nations praying for stuff that you get what I'm saying? And so when we go to him, we can't just go to him any kind of way. Like that's, what's the word I'm looking for? Like that's a blessing. I'm gonna use the word that's a blessing. And that ain't even really the word that I want to use. But that's a blessing in itself to be able to go to the Most High and pray that he hear you, because he don't hear everybody prayers. He don't hear them, and that's just being honest. And so yes, that's right, sis. Prayer is a must. It's a must. It's top tier. Like we gotta do that. That's the most intimate thing that we have with y'all. And sister wanna join the live. Welcome. Welcome. Oh, I don't know how this works on here. Okay, there we go. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. I'm sorry. I was like, should I do the podcast or come to the live?
Hey, I didn't even
I
know.
yeah.
All praises to the Most High. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. I'm shining,
Yes, you are.
All praises to the Most High. Truly, truly.
I do want to add to what you were saying though. Prayer is definitely a must, is definitely top tier. I
Yes.
look at prayer as a conversation with the Almighty. So we have to have conversation with him on a daily. It could be the smallest thing, but I think that I wouldn't necessarily say we need to be taught that per se. I think that it has to be led by who you are and your relationship with him.
Yes.
Because I don't think that's something we can technically be taught. I mean, of course he gives us scriptures on how we're supposed to pray, but we're still supposed to come to him individually with our in our spirit and in the truth. I don't know
Yes.
if you agree with that, but
I agree. I see what you're saying, sis. Who
I like
this?
your background. You got the purple going.
Thank you. Royalty, you know what I'm saying? My favorite color.
Yes. Me
But
too, me too. I know you don't see it now, but yes.
oh yes, we here with it though. But it's just, I see it in our people. They're crying out. They don't know where else to go, and it's kind of hard. I thought I was gonna get on here and cry, honestly, but all praise to the Most High. He gave me the strength to be able to speak on this topic, because like I was saying in the beginning, we possibly all have been through that phase where we like, I'm done, like I don't want to be here no more, like this is it. I want to take, you know what I'm saying, I want to take my own life, and we know that that's not of Yah. And so like I was saying before, like even in the season of past time before I had came into the truth, when the Most High blessed me with the knowledge and everything, I would get sad around this time, but I wasn't understanding why. And I didn't know, you know what I'm saying, that the stuff that we feel that's not of the spirit of the Most High, he didn't give us that, you know? And so I'm like, ah, but like, what can I say? Like, what can I do to help your people? What can I do to help my brothers and sisters? And so, like I said, I was praising and worshiping this morning, listening to an AVO, and he gave it to me. He gave it to me. And I'm gonna add this as well. Last night, right after I prayed, I knew I shouldn't have been on Instagram, but I was on there for a purpose. I was on there for a purpose. I saw somebody post something and they was like, who can give me something motivation? Like, who can motivate me to keep going? And I seen it and I'm like, okay, nah, I don't want to say nothing. And the Most High, like, for real? For real? So you're not gonna say nothing? This how we doing our brothers and sisters? We just gonna let it slide? Like, what if you could, you know what I'm saying, encourage him to whatever his situation is? And so I'm like, okay, Father, I say what I say. And I didn't know, you know, how he was gonna take it or whatever, but I'm like, I'm gonna let the Most High speak through me, because if anything, I wanna plant that seed. I want to do that because the Most High gives us that ability. And I think that's just very important. I know it's a time and a place, you know, for everything. And like I was saying, like, if the Most High puts something on your spirit to do, like, don't. For me, I'm in the season to where it's like, I'm still questioning y'all for real. What am I questioning him for? It's just time to move. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's time to just do it. Like, we really in that season. Like, it's finna get so, it's been amped up, but it's really finna be like top notch. And so I just feel like it's time. It's time. It's time to stop playing with the Most High. It's never been a game, but like now is not the season. It's definitely not the season. And so I just feel like whatever the Most High is pressing you to do, do it. Do it in obedience and do it happily. Because
Yes,
what are we complaining
absolutely.
for? People, I feel like, woo. He on me,
Break it down,
you not.
go on, girl. Let the spirit
It's
lead you. Then what they say?
we really gotta like step up. Everybody's looking for their office, I want to say. Everybody's looking for their place in this realm, but it's
Yes.
bigger than that. You gotta see the bigger picture. Father,
Man.
it's beyond that, and I'm just hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Like the brother said. How real is this realm if you can spiritually leave it? What's going on in the spiritual realm? What can we do in the spiritual realm to help it manifest here to help the kingdom come? What are we doing? What, like, that has been on me so heavy. The Most High has been on me about that heavy. What are you doing? I know I ain't podcast for about a couple weeks. And the Most High, like, so you gonna start it? So you're not being consistent? What do I require of you? Don't I require that?
Yes.
And so I'm like, Father, you right.
Yes.
I couldn't say no ifs, ands, or buts. I'm like, okay, you right. Let me get back. Let me say and do what you want me to do. And that's just my biggest
Yes.
thing right now. Like, I just want to be obedient. I don't want to question him. I don't want to, well, let me wait till tomorrow. We're not even promised that. I don't even want to wait the next hour.
That's
I
right.
want to do it. When he say move, I want to move. Because in the times that's coming, it's not finna be none of the, it ain't finna be no, oh, let me run out. No. In the times that's coming, it's gonna be, we listening to Yah. Because that's the only person who's gonna
That's
lead
right.
and guide us through the wilderness. So it's like, if I'm listening now, I'm gonna be able to hear him loud and clear with no distractions when the time come. And that's what I want. That's exactly what I want. And that's what I encourage for other people. I truly encourage that. I truly do.
I'm with you, sis. And I think too the putting the effort of the spiritual disciplines into it. Like the Most High still requires of us, you know, the consistency of study, prayer, fasting, repentance. We still got to put forth that work.
Yes.
Fasting to me is so important, to be able to hear clearly, to be able to be delivered from whatever struggles that we have, to be able to take that time and meditate in His Word and really take it in like food.
Oof.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that that is so important. And that's another way for him to speak to us is using his word. So I agree 100% that we are headed to a different type of season. But what I am grateful for is that it seems like the Most High is really starting to prepare our hearts for this. like we're feeling it in the spiritual realm. We're feeling something's coming. We feel that, you know, I've been seeing it all over the community. Ooh, yes. And it's like, okay, so now what are we going to do about it? Are we petitioning before the Most High in our closets or in our prayer rooms or whatever it is we have? Are we fasting individually? Are we praying on a consistent basis? Like, I want to get to a point, and it may sound crazy to some, I want to pray every minute of the day if I could. That's how obedient I want him to make me. Mm-hmm. Like, if you just got to post me up under the tree or something, it's just have me praying. Yes. You know what I mean? Because at this point, I just need to be in daily communication with you anyway. And I understand we living in this land of captivity. We got to go to work and we have to do all these things. But that's my dream, is just to be talking to the Most High all day long, mm-hmm. every day. Like, I'm telling you. Imagine? Like,
just I'm telling you. Like,
that brings joy to me. To just be in his presence and inviting him and being consistent with him. I'm with you on that. Like, even with my YouTube, I kind of fell off a little bit with the live journey, but I'm like, I just kind of don't want it to be borderline taken as vanity. Mm-hmm. Then I'm trying to showcase the hair, and then it's like, no, this is really for the Most High. So it's like, I see some of the other sisters like pages and they showing their locks, mm-hmm. and everything is just filled up with the locks. But I'm like, okay, but my goal is still to point to Abba. So I don't want it to be pointed to me. So I think he's still dealing with me on that. But it's like, I want to still keep putting the pictures out there. I want to still show that I'm doing the growth. I still pick up like the little sound bites and stuff on social media. But I'm like, I don't want it to like borderline come across as vanity. So I think that's what's been holding me up. But the Most High working on me with that, because it's like, regardless, I'm showing that the dedication to him.
Oh, for sure.
The box. You know what I mean? It's showcasing to him that I finally come to a level of acceptance individually, personally, with my hair texture. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And I don't know. I feel like it's a spiritual walk, you know, with locking your hair. I really
oh,
do.
Definitely.
And
for
because
sure.
It goes back so ancient times, like back in the biblical times, it's like, it's almost like we're connected with him nature-wise, but our hair is like a form of that nature. Like, I don't know if you know, but it's like, that. It reminds me of trees. Like, some of our hair texture, it could look like a full, like, fledged mm-hmm. tree. So oh, I don't know. I just look at my hair like a plant. I'm like, I gotta put water on it. I gotta put
oh, for
sunlight
sure.
to it
for sure.
In order for it to grow. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I just it's just amazing that the Most High is bringing us back to his elements, bringing us back to his presence, bringing us back to simplicity a little
Man.
Bit. Because all this stuff I've been taught to put in my hair all my life, the chemicals, the perm, the braids, all this stuff, and it's like he like no, just. Lock your hair up, you're fine. It'll be okay. You don't need to do all that.
Yes.
All the places. I was the braid queen. I had the beads. I had the sew-ins, all of that stuff. And I'm like, what is this really doing? And then I'm blocking my crown. I could be, in a sense, blocking my spiritual crown.
Yeah.
By putting all this other stuff on my head. And then finding out they praying to other gods with the hair. And I'm putting that stuff on my head.
That's the
what
one.
Is that?
That's the one.
So I'm like, I got to showcase and just, but I'm praying that the Most High will teach me balance with it. Because like I said, I don't want it to come across as vanity. It's specifically for him. And
yes.
I'm wanting to be like an encouragement to my other sisters too. Like, take this life journey. If you're going through it, dedicate it to him. You're doing your podcast, dedicate it to him. It seems like everything we do, all our gifts and talents he gives us, it needs to be dedicated to him, regardless.
Most definitely. I definitely agree with that, sis. And whew, that's why I've been trying to like cut out a lot of stuff that I'm not gonna hold you. I don't even want to work no more. Like, it's just come to the point to where I'm like,
yes.
Man, like, I just completely want to be for y'all. Like, I just can't wait to the time to where it ain't gonna be no job. Like, my job is to follow my father. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's what I know, like you were saying, like we feeling it in the spiritual room. The Most High is really showing, like, if you can't see with your two naked eyes what's coming or what's going on, I really don't know what to say. I really don't know, because the Most High is warning his people. He warning us to come out, to come out. And so it's just, in this season, it's just getting, I don't even know the words to use, man. Like, that's just how serious and how deep it's really looking out here. Like, and I just pray that his people see it. I pray for them to come out. You know what I'm saying? Because it's really sad. Like, I really be over here crying. Like, I be like, Father, like, I don't want to feel it. But it's, man, like, I just pray, man, because this season, it's getting wild. It's getting wild. And I truly just pray to touch somebody's spirit and lead them to the Most High and lead them to mastering their mind, because that's where it starts. Everything starts in the mind. And so I just pray to touch somebody's mind. Let the Most High sincerely, truly touch their mind. Because that's gonna take us a long way in everything, in everything. And so just to be able to hear the Most High, you gotta have that mindset that you're gonna hear him. You can't go in there negative. Oh, well, I ain't gonna hear him today. I'ma just like, no, you gotta have that mindset. You gotta, and this is why words is so important. This is why all of that ties into reaffirming stuff and saying affirmations to yourself, whether you in the mirror or whatever the case, maybe you just gotta keep repeating to yourself. Let it be. Holy y'all. People wanna talk about manifesting. Let's do that. Let's manifest that. Let's manifest positivity over yourself, because when you're giving that stuff to yourself, then you can go out and put out that same thing, and it's not false. It's not a facade. Oh, I'm being positive so people can think I'm a positive person. Let's not do that. Let's truly love ourselves and be positive to ourselves. Then we can project that same thing onto people around us, and they can feel that that energy is real. And that's just my goal for
That's
real.
why I posted that. I agree, because I shared that from her growth process. She posted for Yahuwah Creative in us a clean heart and to renew the right spirit within us, which I know that's Psalms 51. So I think that's a daily prayer, a heart, a new mind, a new walk with him in a different in-depthness of this fellowship. Where does he want to lead you individually? Your talents, your gifts, if it's something specifically he calls you to. Some of us are called to be teachers. Some of us are called to be prayer warriors. Some of us are called to be praise worshipers. So I think it's really just a tap into the heart and to figure out where the Most High is leading us individually to bring him glory. And I'm still going through that walk, sis, because I want to figure out all that he wants me to do and all that he's putting before me. The main thing is, like you said, just doing it, putting it in action and actually doing it, which low key, yes, it is hard. I'm not going to sit up and act like it's easy. With living in the land of captivity, and you got to pretty much be a modern day, and I hate to use that term, but a modern day slave on the plantation, on these jobs. You know what I'm saying? I look forward to, like you said, the day of not having to work, but to look forward to, the day of rest, the day of being in his presence, being just before the throne. I mean, it's like a, if I could picture like how they would put like a paradise or just getting away, like, oh man, the Most High is amazing. And I love that even though we are in captivity, he can take us away where we're at. If we just meditate with him, if we pray with him, be in the word, he can make some things happen right
Oh,
where
for
we're
sure.
at. You know what I mean? But at the same time, like you said, we just got to put forth that work, put forth the effort. And even though our people are going through, and we gonna continue to go through because everything that's been happening as of recent, it's almost like, are we getting refined right now? Like, is he getting us refined for him? And if that's the case, that's a beautiful thing.
Oh, for
Like,
sure.
I need to be refined. I need to be buffed out. Like, you know what I mean? To get all this nonsense off of me.
Most
So that way when I
definitely.
come to you and I come to you wholeheartedly, you ain't gotta look at no little bit of sin here and there or issues here and there. You ain't gotta look at that. So
Brother
I have a little
said,
guest here.
these jobs, I promise,
But
it's not. It just makes me want to disconnect from the world even more. Yes,
yes,
man.
I
I could,
agree.
yes.
It make you want to disconnect from the world and make you want to just take a break.
I completely agree.
And these people don't appreciate us, really.
At all. But I want to
At
share.
all.
Oh, my bad, sis.
No,
I
go
want to
ahead.
share this scripture. It's 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of the Most High, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Hamashiach. That's definitely deep. That's deep. Ooh, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Hamashiach. That's, it's right there. It's there. Obedience.
It's right there.
Obedience. That's it. Obedience is
it's
so important.
Than sacrifice.
Woo! Can you say that again, please?
Just listen and just do what he say. Man, that's the best place to be, if you ask me.
I'm telling you, that's why I be trying to explain to people, yo. Like, you cannot, like, truly, you can't explain the essence and the presence of. You can't. You really cannot. If the Most High has took you there with Him and He lets you feel, man, nobody. Yo, I'm telling you, like, Shabbat Shalom, brother. Like, nobody can truly feel that until they feel it for themselves. Like, it's so unexplainable, like, in the best way. In the best way, it's so unexplainable. And it's just like, you want that all the time. You want it.
All the time.
And so I strive for that. I seek for that. Because, man, I'm telling you, like, even when I heard the Most High's voice for the first time, like, it kind of, like, it scared me when I first heard it. Praising and worshiping, in the middle of praise and worship, and I'm like, yes, hallelujah. But I knew the Spirit was on me, y'all, because I started getting real hot. Like, I'm getting hot right now, hallelujah, all praise to the Most High. And I heard Him say, He was like, bow down. And I'm like, I didn't know what to do. Like, I kind of just, like, froze up. And I'm like, oh my goodness, that was the Most High. Like, I heard Him. And I felt so bad. And I repented immediately, because I'm like, He could have been getting ready to deliver me. He could have been ready to do anything. And I'm just like, why didn't I listen? I was so angry with myself. But, like, over time, the Most High, like, don't be upset. It was no point for me to be. And so I'm so, like, consistent with being obedient from here on out. Like, that's why I was like, I don't want to hesitate. I don't want to question. I just want to do it, because we don't know what the Most High is. What he say? He don't care about nobody that think they big and bad, this and this and that. He care about the humble. He going to use you in a way that nobody never expected. So I want to be used. I want to be that vessel of honor. And oh my, that's just so important. Like, we never know. We never know what the Most High getting ready to do. We never know. We don't. I mean, unless he give you that foresight, you know, because he gives some people that ability. But even if he would show me, like, I still just want to be like, okay. Man.
Yes. That's Woo. Awesome. I think it's just opportunity too, where he takes us through the steps of growth. Like, I think we also got to know the Most High is not in a rush. Like, this is a marathon. So it's like, through our seasons, it's like you're just getting closer and closer and closer to Him. And that's the form of the relationship. You walk hand in hand with Him. You hear His voice here. The next time you may hear a whole sentence from Him. It just depends on you and Him individually.
Yes.
You might hear a paragraph from Him. He might produce a book out of you or something. You just never know. It's all about that walk. It's like, if I could just picture, I don't know if that meme, I bring up that meme a little bit, but just picturing Him giving us something greater. Like, we trading in all this worldly stuff to get Him. And He's greater than all of that. Like, He's better than all of this stuff. Like, just to be able to walk with Him in a process of growth, it's really not a rush. It's actually a beautiful thing to be able to repent and to be able to not be in sin and be under the control of your flesh, but you're under the control of the Spirit. Like, that's a beautiful thing to be able to get to that point and never look back. Like, and you could be a testimony for others that have been where you've been. And be an example and say, look, I've been exactly where you've been, sis. I've been exactly where you've been, brother. You can come out of it on the other side with victory. It's really just that. It's all about, you know, the essence of just the Most High walking with us individually. And I'm grateful that you brought this up, sis, because I think sometimes we forget about our relationship aspect with the Almighty. Like, to me, He's the treasure that we are looking to achieve. Him, Yahushua, being in His presence. being obedient, doing what he tells us to do, that's like the ultimate treasure in his life. And I don't know if we, I mean, I can't say we, because I'm not speaking for everybody, but I know for me, I just look at him as the ultimate goal for this entire life. He's my goal. He's my purpose. He's the one I'm living for. He's the one I'm striving to get to perfection for. You know what I mean? So that I can be with him, like, period. Like, I'm not even thinking about, you know, religiosity or whatever, traditions, all of that. I'm like, okay, say study to show yourself approved. Meditate on the word day and night. Fast and pray. Trust me. Acknowledge me in all your ways. Keep your mind stayed on the things above. You know what I mean? Just constantly affirmations. Like you're saying, scriptures can be affirmations.
Oh.
And it's like just putting it in my mind to say, I've set my mind on the
most kingdom. Definitely.
I'm
most
coming
definitely.
Before the throne. And I'm coming to you, Father, as I am. I'm a filthy rag. I got issues. I got sin that I'm still battling with. But I know I can come to you, Father, and you can clean me up. I know I can come to you, Father, and I can go through the scriptures and figure out, okay, this is what I'm battling with. This scripture speaks to this. So let me keep meditating on this, speaking life out of my mouth so that my body can fall in line with it. You know what I mean? Because we got the power. We just got to be able to fall in line and just tap into it, because we're more than capable. It's the system and society has set us up to believe that, oh, we just got to be worker rats. That's not our purpose. That's not what we were created to be. Like, we have so much in us that it's amazing. Like, I'm really shocked that Israel don't have our own state. Like, we should have our own state, in my opinion.
And I'm
that's how big we should go. You know what I mean? Like, or get up out of here and get our own country. I don't know. Like, either way, I might be talking a little far-fetched with that, but the Almighty can do whatever he want to do.
He sure can. And that's what people got to realize. But I'm yes, all praises to the Most High, sis. Like, I can just, I know Yah is here. Hallelujah, I know he's here. But everything you just said, I don't know if you remember, like, prior to did a podcast on that. And it's just beautiful that the Most High is bringing it back through, because I wanted to, like, retouch on that, on a podcast. And it's just, like you were saying, like, that's the ultimate goal. That's what we should be seeking for. But I want to say that being around, you know, different types of people, and everybody's spirit not the same, everybody's not seeking for the same things. You can easily see that people are afraid to give up these worldly things. And it's kind of like, well, like, why or how? And it's like, okay, I was once there before, so let me kind of, like, think. But I knew when the Most High was getting ready to bring me out, I knew it wasn't time to play. I knew it wasn't time to question. I'm like, okay, I prayed for this. And, like, you know, growing up in the church, it was kind of like, okay, I could pray for something. Like, maybe I'm going to get it, or maybe I'm not, like, not truly believing. And so now, knowing what I know, it's like, shoot, I prayed for this. And hallelujah, I see you gave it to me. So what that's literally what the Most High asked me. He said, so what you going to do? Made a way out and everything. And I'm like, well, this ain't the time to play. It's not time to hesitate. You know what I'm saying? And so got out of there, and he's been working on me ever since. All praises to the Most High. And like you were saying, it's about the journey. We have to pay attention, because the Most High is in every detail, every single detail. You know, and so just even sometimes, I know, you know, we you know, it says, you know, not to, like, go back, you know, in the past, be thinking about stuff like that. But I honestly like to go back for Yah, to see what Yah has done to me, how he changed me, how I allowed him to sit on the throne of my heart and my mind in order to change the things. You get what I'm saying? Even through the spirit, for the manifest out through the flesh. That's what I go back. Because I'm like, I remember I used to, but look at how he moved. You get what I'm saying? And so it's a beautiful thing, that journey. And paying attention on your journey, not just going and just, okay, what's next? Okay. But, like, paying attention and then meditating on that, and then seeing what he does and what he's going to continue to do, and seeing how he moving through you and also moving you up within his offices. That's a beautiful thing. And that's just why it's like, Abba, I don't be trying to cry all the time, but when the Most High is doing, you just like, wow, like for real? You did that, Heavenly Father. You did it. And that's what I be trying to get people to understand. Like, I didn't do nothing by myself. Like, even going back in my life and knowing, since I was a kid, and we all go through a lot of things, but it was like when I really truly looked back and I was like, I knew I wasn't doing this by myself. And that was always my mindset. Even as a kid, I was like, I know it's a higher power. I know it's somebody helping me because I know I'm not just doing this. And so just seeing that, it's just like, yo, like we okay. I feel like we truly don't give the Most High enough credit, or we just don't truly understand the power that he possesses. I feel like we can't I mean, and there's so many levels to the Most High, and it's just so beautiful, like when you truly pay attention to the essence of him. Like it's just so deep, and it's like every time I think, I just be like, how could we treat him like this? Like, how could we do him like this? Like, and it makes me go harder. It makes me wanna help other people see him for what he truly is, and not just, oh, I'm gonna pray because this is the higher power. I'm gonna do this because, like, no, like he has feelings like we do. We can go and talk to him, like we're going to talk to somebody in the flesh. And it's just like, I just want people to see that. Because even when you pour your heart out to the Most High, like for me, when I pour my heart out to the Most High or something, he projects on me how he feels what I'm pouring out to him, if that makes sense. And I'm just like, wow, like he really care. Like this it's crazy to me. Like sometimes it's hard for me to fathom, like, yo, like it's the Most High. Like I be so amazed, and just I just gotta sit back
He
and just
is.
like, let it sink in for real.
He's amazing. He's
Beyond.
amazing. And I'm grateful that you're bringing that up because we can't put him in a box. Like, he's too big for that. He's too mighty for that. He's
That's
too
the
great for
one.
that. He's still doing a new thing. He's so creative. He's an artiste. He's the greatest artist ever.
Yes.
He's the greatest lover. He's the greatest defender. I mean, he's really the greatest at everything he does. So it is a way to. That's why I feel like he's that treasure. He's that treasure we're fighting to get. Because really, you unveil one layer, but then there's a million more layers to him that
Yes.
we probably would never get to. And that's. I love the fact that he's so detailed. I love that he's so intricate. I love that he has his creative ability to create. Like I was just to bring an example, something as simple as a flower. I just love like how he does the little details of the veins and the flower petals, the leaves, how it comes up from the ground, just seeing how a seed is planted and how it grows. I mean, the firmament every day is a different piece of art that he creates with the sunrise and the sunset. Like he really is amazing, and I think we have to really see him as a father instead of just this like being. Like you're saying, he has feelings. We got a lot of repenting to do, not just for ourselves, but for our generations before us, because it says that we would be cursed to the third and fourth generation. So that means, yes, I'm in the stance where I'm repenting for my bloodline, not just for me, because I don't know what my people did before I got here. But if I'm standing for the Most High, and I'm going to be that one to be, if he's called me out of my family, then that means I got to repent, and then I got to be that example for my family and for the people that I'm connected to. And yeah, that's not easy. But with him, he really don't ask that much of us. He just asks for being obedient. If I tell you to sing the song, write the song and sing the song. It's really that simple. If I tell you to study the word, if I tell you to fast for however long time, just study the word and just fast. Like, don't give me no pushback. Make time for me.
Oh, for sure.
Make time. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. We got to work. We got to do all this other stuff. But he's worth making time for,
Oh, for sure.
carving out time. It don't matter. Like, I'm done with all that extra stuff. It's like, oh, yeah, go to the fellowship. No, I need to be carving out time with just me and him. Like, I get it. I want to be in the assembly. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I want to be with my brothers and sisters. But individually, we are still supposed to be having that intimate time with our Abba.
Yes.
In order for us to really, truly walk this walk, he got to be in here. He got to be in the heart. He got to be in the will, the emotions, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a process. It takes a process because it's a lot of unlearning we have to do. Like you said, you don't know what everybody's been going through. You know, the different circumstances of family and the traditions. Some of us are being ostracized from our families because we're taking this walk. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot. It's a lot. But when you're with him, I'm going to be honest with you, just from individual perspective, and I'll just be a testimony to it. When I'm with Abba, I don't care about all that stuff. Who cares? So what? Say what you want. But I'm with Abba. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to Abba. I'm listening to the creator of all things. Everything stops when I want to hear him. Who cares? You know what I mean? Like, that's what we got to get to, like that radical faith. You know what I'm saying? Just that radical faith to just meditate on the word day and night, throughout the day. It was some Hebrew brothers that really, like, helped me on the prayer. But they was like, set your alarm throughout the day. You can set your alarm at 2 p.m. You can set your alarm at 6 p.m. You can set your alarm at 8 p.m. Every 2 hours, just say a prayer. Mm-hmm. And your alarm will remind you that you need to go into intimate time with him. The Bible says pray without ceasing anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if we ain't communicating with him, meaning reading his word so he can communicate back, praying to him, asking him. Like, I think people forget that sometimes you can just ask the Most High, like, look, I'm struggling with this. I need your help, Abba, so I can overcome this. This is really affecting me, and I need your help. What's wrong with saying that to him? What's wrong with asking him for the help? Because some of us, we ain't going to be able to do it, you know what I mean, without asking him for help, whatever it is we're struggling with. And so us, since it's just, he's amazing. That's all I can say. The Most High is amazing. He's working it out. Yes, this is a down season because I believe this is like the winter solstice and they be doing all kinds of stuff behind the scenes. So that might be why we're not feeling good spiritually. Ooh. And in which case, that's something we got to pray for. Pray against these, you know, demonic kingdoms that's trying to attack the children and attack our men and attack our women. We should be praying for the nation, praying for the Gentiles, you know, to repent and accept us for who he is. You know, just pray for everything at this point. Like, what are we not praying for? You know, is volcanoes going off? Nobody. It's like, is wars going on in wherever place? Like, it's so much to pray for. It's so much to petition to the Most High. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't want to go on a tangent, but that's me. I'm like, I gotta make my script and make my list on the daily. And I'm enjoying prayer groups, and it's this beautiful prayer group I joined on Facebook, and they literally drew out the whole month of each day what we're gonna pray for our nation. And I'm like today is supposed to be prayer for the wives and for the sisters. So it's like just daily, like we taking different topics and we just petitioning to the throne. Like, that's important.
I think
we gotta get back to that. We gotta get.
I definitely agree, man, because that was a thing with me, like in the beginning, learning how to pray in the Most High, you know, making me into a prayer warrior. I wasn't even too much like praying for myself, but I'm like, I can't forget about me, like, you know, all in the end. And it's just still like, I still kind of feel bad. I'm like, I don't really want to pray for me, but knowing that, you know, I was still, you know, overcoming things, and I'm okay. I gotta remember that. But before anything, I just gotta, you know, pray for what is on my heart and the stuff, you know, that the Most High was allowing me to learn at the time. And whew, when I tell you that prayer, man, it's just so serious, because like,
it is.
You pouring out every type of energy that you feel. And if you're not able to overcome something, or you don't know how to feel about it no more, or you just, you know, want to be done with it, like he said, you know, cast your cares upon him. And so that's when I, like, after I read that, I'm like, I ain't finna play no more. He said, cast it upon him. Okay, Abba, let me give you this, because today,
yes,
I went through this, and I just don't know how to feel. I don't want to go, you know, acting no way towards nobody. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to, you know, have no hatred in my heart for nobody, you know, none of that. And so I definitely agree with what you were saying on that. It's just like that is so important. We have a lot. We do. We have a lot to petition for and to go in, you know, prayer and supplication with the Most High for. Like, it's beyond just, you know, I just want to say, like, the basic things, you know. And I ain't knocking nobody for what they pray for, but you get what I'm saying, you know.
Of course.
Even with things changing, as you were saying, they doing stuff behind the scenes, we gotta stand on that. And a lot of people may not know about warship, like, you literally warring down here in the physical, you know, so that it manifests over. And you really, you know, casting and killing demons when you do that, as long as you know, you believe. And that's like when he told him to strike the ground 7 times, you know what I'm saying? And he's like, what am I doing this for? But you get what I'm saying? Once you come to learn and, you know, all of this, it's okay. That makes sense. We don't know what the Most High is using us for, because we know that where we truly come from and what it's doing in the spiritual realm. So that's why, you know, when I tell people, when they learn about that kind of stuff, like, don't look at it like, what am I doing? Like, this is weird. Don't think that. Because this is a spiritual warfare. This is not, this body is just a vehicle. And your spirit is what's done, what's left at the end of the day. And so I just be truly trying to get people to understand that. Like, we are all balls of energy. And everything you put out, and that just always reminds me, even before I even knew what it truly meant, you gonna reap what you sow. But that's why you still have to watch out. And that's why I just try to be mindful of the things that I say and what I do.
Yes.
And all of that. And, man, I just encourage people to do the same. And yeah, I think I had
just encourage prayer in general. I'm like, just talk to them. Gosh,
most
just,
definitely.
Just stop and talk to them.
Most
even
definitely.
If it's 5 minutes, just talk to them, and we build up to more time. Like, I feel like we put pressure on ourselves a little bit, but just build up to it. Start 5 minutes, then next week 10 minutes, next week 20 minutes. It's a process. Build up to it, and then once we get that new habit in place, it's consistency.
Oh yeah, because
that is a form of a weapon of warfare. It is.
He definitely gonna see it. That's why I'll be telling people, like, if you feel like you're not completely ready to give your life, you know, to the Most High, he see those baby steps. As long as you're trying, then he's going to lead and guide you into whatever he needs you to do to get you where he needs you to be at. Don't hesitate because you feel like you're not good enough. I'm here to tell you today, we are walking testimonies for a reason. We are walking testimonies for a reason. Allow yourself to know that the Most High telling you to do this because he sees something in you. You get what I'm saying? To be able to partake in what he has, because it ain't for everybody. It's not the world to come.
It's not.
Hello.
Hello.
And this is why a lot of people ain't with what comes with him. We saying, okay, this world for the end. His kingdom has already been coming, but it's going to continue to fully manifest. And if you're not on that side of the fence, you're going to be over there with the goats. He taking lamb. You want to be a sheep or you want to be a goat?
That's
it. And so
it's time to make that decision. We at that crossroad. Looking like we at that crossroad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to be on the fence. I don't want to be lukewarm. I don't want to be dibbling. That ain't no time for that. And I'm not saying it was even okay then, but it's a journey. It's a journey. And the Most High see that. As long as you get what I'm saying, you do what he needs you to do still at the end of the day. And I just feel like with the Most High, ain't no, you can't leave him. Like, you can't just be, oh, I don't want to do that. No, he's your father. You belong to him. That's how I be trying. That's how I get people to relate, because, you know, they try to come to people relatable so they can understand. The Most High is our father. If your father was in your life, did he not whoop you if you did something wrong and keep getting on you until you did it right? That's the example that I give people. He's our father, and he gonna whoop your butt until you get it right. Ain't no, I don't want to do this. And I think of Jeremiah. You remember that scripture, sis? Mm-hmm. I think of Jeremiah. I know what I'm doing. Don't tell me not to pick you at 10 years old. I know what I'm doing. So it's kind of like I try to, you know, give people that mindset and that scripture to go off of, because it's like we still don't know what the Most High is going to use us to do. And with that being said, just imagine the greatness that he could bring out of you, because every day it's somebody out here praying for you or praying against you. But if you stand on what the Most High has for you, he
Man.
is for you, so who can be against you? They can pray all they want against you, but the Most, he has the last say so. He gon',
Yes.
man.
You
I
can
just want
too.
people to see the same
Piggybacking
vision.
off of that. And I shouldn't say piggyback. I'm trying to work on my words with this. And when he had Israel protected, they tried to curse Israel, all of that extra stuff. But when he got you covered, even if they curse you, even if they do come against you, when you're covered by the blood, none of that stuff penetrates anyway. It really don't. It's just gonna roll off. And I look at it like the blood is almost like the oil of the duck. When the arrow come hit, it's just gonna roll off of you. It's just gonna slide
Hallelujah.
off. Because you're covered,
Hallelujah.
you're protected. And he's not gonna allow the enemy to. I could even use Job as an example. He's like, you can do whatever to him, don't kill him. Because he has the ultimate power, regardless. That's another thing. It's just amazing that when you under that covering, the Most High got you protected. He got you protected. And we got to trust that. We got to trust that he's
Definitely.
our ultimate protector. He's the avenger. He's the hero of all these. You know, they want to try to mock him and make all these different superheroes. No, there's one superhero.
Just
There's
one.
one hero here. He don't share that space with nobody, in my opinion.
At all. At all.
You can come up with all these characters, but no, it's the Almighty. It's El Shaddai. He's the one.
Most
He's it.
definitely.
And I'm grateful that we're having this conversation, because we got to put this out there in the algorithm. We got to put this out there in the atmosphere. He's the one. He's the treasure. He's the gold. He's everything. It's him.
The
It's all about
one,
him.
only, true living Elohim. Hey,
Yes.
what'd he say? Y'all got gods made of stone and wood. They
Right.
can't do nothing for you.
Exactly.
Shoot.
If I
Made
was
with
not just,
hands.
I could picture a meme with that one too. Like, go ahead and pray to the rock and let's see if the rock can help you. I could just see him just tapping the angel, like, Gabriel, look at him praying to the rock. These are my people.
Yes, yes,
When all they
sis.
gotta do is pray to me. But now, if you
That's
wanna go and
it.
pray to the rock, oh goodness, let's see if he'll answer. Or like Elijah, he came against all the men and said, okay, let's see if your God can bring fire down. And, okay, we're gonna wait and mock them and everything. Okay, now let's see if Almighty El Shaddai do it. No
Okay.
question.
It won't.
You know what I mean? So,
Yes.
won't he? And he'll show up and show out, which is what I love about him. He'd be like, okay, you coming to me? Okay, I'm about to show out for you.
Yes, he sure will.
Abba is incredible. He is. He's incredible.
Man.
What was it? I think Yasi said it yesterday, the writer. She said, I trust him because his track record, he's dependable. He's impeccable.
Most
Yes, he
definitely.
is.
He really is. Ain't nothing you
He
can
is.
say, man. Ain't nothing you can say bad. And that's what I feel, just the same as he's saying for us to come to him blameless. It's nothing that nobody should have to say about you that's bad. Nobody should be able to say nothing, but man, she loved you. She loved doing good. She loved doing this, and it's. I feel like it should be the same for us. It's like the story of the merchant, the story of when he was going to purchase the pearl. He went and gave everything he had, and we know, that was pertaining to Yahushua when he. He want to see. He looked in the pearl and saw his own reflection. So, that's as when he returns, he want to see us the same way he want to see himself. He definitely wants to see himself, and so that's what I'm striving for. And like I always say, I'm not coming over here holier than thou. I'm not saying I'm perfect, that I don't mess up, because I definitely do. I definitely do. And I'd be comfortable to admit my faults and my sins to my brothers and sisters, because we never know if they went through the
Same
same
here.
thing. And they could be like, oh, well,
Same
sis, let me
here.
give you this scripture right here. Or let me show you how to do this. And you know what I'm saying? And so that's why I encourage people, like, don't hide. When you feel like you messing up with the Most High, go talk to a brother or a sister that you feel like you can trust, or that the Most High leads you to speak to. And you never know what the Most High could lead that brother or sister to say or to do to help you overcome that situation. And so all praises to the Most High for that. All praises for him giving us back to one another.
And I agree, because even with talking to somebody, you might be helping that person too in the
As
midst of your
well.
struggle, because they might be going through something similar, or they might have a family member or somebody they know that's going through what you're going through. You just never know.
I
You
definitely
never know.
agree. I agree with
That's
that,
why it's
sis.
important for us to connect. It's important for us to stay connected, and it's important for us to put our extras aside. We got to come together in order for us to, really, really be a community, a family. We have to come together. We got to put our differences aside and really just surrender right to the Most High,
Yep,
Real
I
talk.
definitely agree with that. I truly agree with that too. But
But
yep.
I want to agree with you though. I ain't perfect either, y'all, so don't think nothing of it. I'm still, yeah. I'm
Yes,
still working on some of my words and what not to say and how not to look crazy in certain places.
oh,
Yeah, he's still working on me too.
for sure,
So,
definitely.
absolutely. I don't think pride is the way to go. We've been trying to be on perfection with this. That yes, of course, we're striving for it, but some of us are still in the beginning stages of our walk, like myself. I'm still trying to figure things out. Well, who to let go of? You can think about the companies you keep, all that extra stuff. It's a lot. It's a
Oh
lot.
wow, that's deep.
It's like just
That's
peeling layers off.
who
For
that
real.
is deep.
And I've been seeing memes about that, just being mindful of who you around and the energies and like even how you can bring energy to the world. It's like we still gotta be careful individually with that.
That
But
is
at the
deep
same
too.
time, I'm just grateful that we're recognizing it and we're speaking about it and we're talking about it so that it could be out there and we recognize, okay, I might be doing
Oh.
this wrong, or something comes across me. Like, I think I remember Annabelle's wife saying that on one of the videos, how she was like, when you're feeling that heavy spirit on your heart, that's conviction. You know what I'm saying? So, like, having that sense of conviction about certain things, and we bring that to Abba and we work that out, work that thing out. Even look, cold turkey, process, have a way he leads you to do it. Because our walks are all individual with him. And none of it is going to be the same because Abba's not in a box. Like, I don't see him as being in a box. Everybody's particular walk, he created it that way. He wanted it that way. So I ain't supposed to be like the next sister. You're not supposed to be like the next sister. We're supposed to be authentic and individual because it's because of him. You know what I mean? So I encourage all of our brothers and sisters, like, keep your walk going individually, authentically. Whatever it is he having you to do, you do that thing. And don't worry about, oh, well, what about this camp, or what about this ministry, or what about this brother or sister, what they gonna say, or what about this and that? No, like, that's something that the Most High put in you to do. That might not be for them to understand. You know what I mean? It might just be for you to go with it. And then whatever comes from it, the Most High gonna get the glory.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Absolutely.
That's
Absolutely.
ooh, that's made me think about something. Wow. All praise to the Most High. Truly, this is beautiful. This is why I just love sitting and talking about the Most High, reading with a brother or a sister. Like, I love that because the Most High will show you things, like stuff that you didn't even think you would see or hear upon that day or that hour or whatever
Yes.
the case may be. And it's just like, wow, like Father, you was not like, he just go to prove his word every time, honestly. Two more gathered in his name and he is there. Hello, like
That's it.
all praise to the
Hello.
Most
That's
High.
it.
And you
All
can just
praises to
really
the Most High.
tell, when he's in the room, when he's near. And it's a beautiful thing because that's what I be telling people, like, even when I do my podcast, and that is kind of why I was off as well. I don't like just getting on
I'm
there
still listening.
rambling and everything. I wait till the Most High give me something. Like, I don't want to just be on there like, oh, well, y'all today, da da da, just about nothing. And so I wait till the Most High give me something every time. Hallelujah. Yes. All praise to the Most High. He do it. He do it every time. He show me something new, tell me something, whatever the case may be. I know he be in it. I know he be at the forefront. Hallelujah. Just exactly as I pray for, for him to be at the forefront of everything that I do. Excuse me. And I truly just Like I said, I can't, you can't explain the essence and the presence of the Most High, but it's a beautiful thing when you truly, when you're able to see him moving in your life, in anything, because like we were saying before, he's in every detail, and so it's truly beautiful to see that and witnessing it and to know when it's happening. Oh, that's Yah. Like no questions asked, like, oh, it's a coincidence, like none of that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's the universe. None of that. It's Yah, the one and only. It's him. And so I just wanted to, say that and make that clear, because we, that's another thing. I can't get into all of that though, because I ain't here to argue. I ain't here to argue. I can't do all of that. But y'all know it's one and only one true Elohim that gets all the power and the
That's it.
glory and the esteem. It ain't no
And some,
universe. It ain't no rocks.
some,
It ain't none of that. And I'm saying that
and
in the
don't take
most
an argument
respectful
either.
way.
I mean, I feel like, yes, we can have conversation and discussions, but I don't really think it really takes an argument
Oh,
over the
no.
Most High. Like, we could just, at this point, just talk about it, read the scripture, and let it go.
Oh, for sure. Yes. And I type learned that the hard way when I first came into it, because that zeal, it was just like, no, this is it. And but when people would come back and try to combat or debunk anything I said, I would still try to like show them like, no, but okay, it's more than one scripture that say that though. But let me show you this one. Let me show you this one. It was still like, okay, the Most High's word is not up for debate. It's not a debate about anything. So I had to learn, the Most High took me through that. Okay, once you say something, just say it and let that seed be planted. And it's up to me if it's gonna get watered or it's gonna wither. And so that was a big thing for me with the Most High, and it was beautiful, man. It was beautiful. That's why I just love the journey, because when you like truly look at every detail and you see like, okay, this is what he doing. This is what he said, and then he continues to show it. Whether if it's one
That's right.
time, two time, he gonna let it be known. And that's what I love. That's what I love, because hallelujah, hallelujah. Ain't no confusion when it come to Yah. Ain't no confusion. And I love that. I love that, because he make it clear as day. You could be praying for a sign, and you might ignore the first couple signs, like, I ain't want to get that result. But the Most High gonna make sure you see it. And I love that.
I love that. That's awesome, sis. And I love the fact that he also, like you said, he's in the detail, and his love, the steadfast love, the forgiving love, the love to give you that process of growth, his whole being of love. I'm just grateful that we're getting back to that, and we're getting a chance to see him in that essence. Because yeah, we can argue, we can debate and all that extra stuff, but really love conquers all. If we could just come together and love each other instead of trying to figure out what so and so doing or why they doing this or why they ain't coming to this, it's like, okay, just love them. The Abba loves us. We ain't perfect. We still fall, but he love us. We can still come back because he love us. So I feel like if we could take that stance with each other, we wouldn't have no problem coming together. We would have no problem coming together if we knew how to love each other, how to love ourselves
Oh, for
first,
sure.
and then how to love each other.
For sure. That's,
Absolutely.
man, but I
Absolutely.
wanted to say, like, do you think some of our people know what love is?
Well, now that's the thing. The scripture tells us what it is, but then within action, you do have to, in my opinion, and I don't want to say that to say that. I do think that you have to have an encounter with the Almighty to really experience His love in depth. And yes, manifesting with the scriptures, meditating with the scriptures. Of course, 1 Corinthians 13 breaks it down. 1 John 4, I believe, is a scripture in it that tells us His very nature is love. It's really an encounter with Him. Because I don't feel like you could really understand a lot of this stuff without really coming to him. Actually studying patience as a form of love, that means it goes back to what I think about the scripture, the righteous fall 7 times before they get it. Yes. 77 times or have a way. The Most High, I'm pretty sure we fail a lot more than that. And he still loves us to wake us up every morning. He still loves us to give us forgiveness. He still loves us to keep us on the path of righteousness. You know what I mean? And I just think that just listening to the essence of love conquering all, that means even in strife, even if it's a disagreement, with us as a people, I think we have to really manifest it, but we really have to meditate on love and really just get back to that. Like, get back to the Abba and really be led by love and not necessarily by judgment, because that's his, you know, that's his portion to do that. You know what I mean? We don't necessarily have to do that. We could just be still and just follow instruction. You know what I mean? It's not our battle anyway.
I definitely agree. Yeah.
We in the middle of it, you know? Mm-hmm. So why not just...
Oh, I thought that was over here for a second. I'm like, oh, shoot. But I definitely agree, sis. I definitely agree, man. Y'all good over there? But, man. And that's another thing. I definitely agree on what you said about love is an action. And I totally agree with that, because even in loving the Most High, you have to show that. And when you show that, because even when he explained what to love him is, that's an action. To keep his commandments is an action.
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
No, you good. You good?
My fire alarm's going off.
I'm like, I hope ain't nothing going on.
Yes, I agree with what you said. Oh, no, you're good. You're good. I agree with what you said, though. The commandments, it's action. Love is action. And I'm like, I'm just in that mode where I want to be in love with Abba and just be led by Abba. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to sound like, you know, weird with that. But
no,
that's where I'm at. I want to apologize for what I've done. And I want to continue to connect to him. And I want to continue to love on him. Relearn how to love myself. Mm-hmm. And learn how to love my people the proper way.
Yes.
And that takes some time. That takes a process, because at least for me, particularly since being in this truth of 2016, I haven't really felt that, you know, just that essence of just focusing on love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I get it. We're the people, but okay, where does the fruit come in now?
Yes.
Because love is one of the fruits of the spirit. And yes. Yeah.
I definitely agree with that. I totally agree, because like you were saying, like in the community, and this is why I say, like, I mean, even the naked eye can see, like, it's just too much debate. It's too much, oh, I'm right and you're wrong type of thing. You get what I'm saying? And it's like, we in a season where, okay, like you said, okay, we the people, but beyond that, we got to go beyond that. It's a bigger picture over, you know, debating over what name you call on or this, that, or the third. And it's just kind of like, if we love one another, the Most High gonna show, he's gonna truly lead everybody to see and do due season what the name is, what day to keep the Sabbath, and all of this and that, you know, the stuff that people try to debate about or try to say, oh, well, you going, like, they literally, I've been condemned before because they like, oh, you worshiping the Messiah, like, and it's just like, what? And that's why I had to do that podcast the other day, because it's like, I wanted somebody to tell me, like, to see, you know, what somebody may have been taught. So then I go research and, you know, do what I had to do for myself to truly come to that understanding. And I ain't saying, like, they was going to make me waver or they going to make me switch my faith or nothing like that. But if the Most High not coming to me personally saying, oh, my son don't exist or you don't need to be worshiping him type of thing, then that's the only way. That's the only way that I'm not going to say, you know. Because, like, literally, I've been getting DMs, woo, like, flooded about, sis, why are you still mentioning Christ? Like, that's idol, that's what they say, that's idolatry, you worshiping Hamashiach. And it's just like, whoa, don't, you gotta come with some evidence, you gotta come, you know, with something, to where it's just, I don't know. That was kind of hard for me because it's like people were literally coming at me like, oh, you're going to hell, this and then it's just like, whoa, because I believe in Christ or because I'm saying that name instead of, Hamashiach or whatever the case may be. And it's just like, I don't know how to feel about that. So I kind of just like left it alone and I prayed about it, gave it to the Most High, and I'm just like, okay. But other than that, like,
That's another thing. I feel like that's just something we gotta pray for people about. It's too many scriptures in the Word that mentions Yahushua, even in the Sefer. Second Esdras mentions him. Anytime you see "Son of Elohim," who is that talking about?
Look,
I'm just
hello.
saying. So I'm always one that most probably in the truth might not like me when it comes to that, because I'm gonna come to you with scripture, and you can't. What are you gonna tell me when it says that? Isaiah speaks about him. Jeremiah speaks about him. Even Genesis speaks about him.
Look, shoot, all the prophets.
So, all the prophets. So, I mean, I personally, for me, the Most High hasn't confirmed individually that Yahushua is false. For me, he's confirmed that he's real. He has confirmed that he is a part of him. And I do believe that the reason why Yahushua is under attack is due to the fact that he is the way to Abba. So you got to take out the mediator so you can't get to Abba. So I do believe that's why some of our people believe, oh, I don't need a middleman to go. But we needed all of these lambs and bulls and slaughter in Leviticus, though, to repent of sin. I mean, for me personally, I don't see how we can read the Torah and not relate that to Yahushua, especially if Yahushua embodied the Torah when he was here. And so I don't see how, because I've even had this conversation with some other sisters, like, well, I've studied the history of this and this don't apply. And it's like, that's fine, sis, but then I have to combat you with my faith. I have to combat you from what I read. I have to combat, you know what I mean? And it's not in strife. I don't like to debate personally. I feel like we don't really get anywhere debating. But at the same time, I was like, okay, well, explain why Second Esdras mentions him. Explain why Isaiah mentions the coming of a son. You know what I mean? Why, when Yahushua came, he did exactly what the prophet said he was going to do. Why are we refuting that? How are we dismissing that? And then if he is the way, he is the truth, meaning he is an embodiment of the scripture, how can we disagree with that if that's what it says? And that's in Psalms. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I just personally, for me, I just have to continue praying for our people when it comes to that, because I believe that's a level of faith that just has to be for that person individually, because I don't see how you can come to Abba without the Savior. You know what I mean? I don't see how you cannot even have a relationship with the Savior when it says he's on the, throne praying for us. Like, he's the one praying
Even
for
on our
us.
behalf,
So how do we not acknowledge him when he, you know what I mean, is the way? And then I think about even Hebrews, when he was like, he was wondering who to send and who to send it in summary, but he said, I'll go send me. Who was he talking about if that wasn't Yahushua? Who is greater than all the angels? Who are we talking about here if it's not Yahushua? Because I've even seen some Hebrews say, oh, he's talking about Satan. And I'm like, what? Like, that don't make any sense. Like, I could see, Satan trying to embody some of that because he want to be, a counterfeit, of course. So he tries to play like he's the light or whatever shining star he's playing. But ultimately, Yahushua is the light. And then Abba is the father of all lights. So, I don't know. I just, personally, for me, I don't even bother to argue with it. I just say, look, let the Abba confirm it for you. If Abba didn't say to you directly, or he led you to something in scripture that points that out, then I can't really refute that. I'm not gonna argue with that because I believe and I've heard from him specifically and I've seen it in scriptures. So it's just kind of difficult to try to say, oh, he's not real, or oh, he's just made up, or oh, I don't need to go to him to go to my Bible. But you do. You're not perfect.
I definitely agree.
You are a sinner. I need covering to go into the presence of perfection.
I
I would think.
definitely agree because we can't
Don't I
possess
need a
that.
covering?
We can't possess that full essence and glory. So,
No.
also with that being said, what would be the point
And
of the
I wasn't
Ruach?
Moshe. Last except by check. And Moshe was able to come into his presence, but that was different. That was a different scenario. And obviously Moshe was set apart to a certain extent. But I mean, even then, I can't dismiss Yahushua. I'm sorry, I just can't.
Yeah.
That's something that my Hebrew brothers and sisters just have to hold me accountable to, but I can't dismiss him. I just can't. There's too many scriptures in there that speaks about him. There's too much in there of substance about Yahushua to just say he's not in existence.
And I definitely agree with that. And then just everything, you know, based upon my testimony and everything that has been shared. And I also feel like, what will be the point of the Ruach HaKodesh? What will be the point of that?
Right.
So then you dismissing that as well. And so, you know, I just...
dismissing the spirit. 100%.
Yes. And
it's
so...
like, well, why do you need the Ruach? Like, where's the Ruach coming in there?
I was just like, I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to, you know, do none of that. If, you know, if you're not coming with something that's, you know, solid, then I'm not even going to bother. You know, I just don't say anything, or I just be like, Most High. You know,
it ain't
just
worth a debate on that one. I feel like that's something individually I've got to work on them with. That's not something we can debate.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They got to be able to go with him and understand him with that one. Because to me, that's personal. Like, Yahushua's personal too. He's a person, and he's just as much his treasure as our Abba is.
Definitely. All and they're one. Treasure. Like,
you know what I mean? And they all work together. I just think that they twisted it up with this whole Trinitarian doctrine.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. That's exactly what I was about to touch on. But yes, that's it's crazy. But I had to mention it. I had to mention it. You all right? You good? But I had to mention it because like people was coming at me crazy, like, and when I say crazy, I mean crazy, sis. And I was just like, okay, that's why I had to do the podcast on it as well, because I'm like, okay, maybe I'm not the only one that's getting hit with this. Like, I need to see. I need to understand. And so that's why I had spoken on that. But all praises to the Most High for this beautiful Shabbat. I ain't gonna hold you, you know, no longer. But you know, you can always call.
I have my earpiece. This was a beautiful conversation. So we definitely gotta make him in
all the time.
Okay. Hallelujah.
All praises.
I'm sorry. I'm going to do a few couple deep breaths because I love to pray.
Oh, yes.
And just invite his presence in. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity of fellowship on your Shabbat. Father, I thank you for Sister Yada. And I thank you for allowing this conversation to take place in the algorithm for us to recognize you as our Father, for us to love you, to seek you, and to really be obedient to you, Father. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Father, teach us how to love. Teach us how to be patient. Teach us the fruits of the Spirit. Teach us the weapons of warfare. Teach us what you want us to understand, because we have to come to you in spirit and in truth and understanding. So I pray, Father, that this is a season now that we get a chance to grow closer to you, that everything else can happen all around us, but this is a time right now where we can really, really just surrender to you, come to you, study the Torah, study the scriptures, keep the laws and statutes and commandments like never before. Recommit our lives to you, Father, and just surrender. Surrender and submission to you. So I thank you for this opportunity to pray with my sister. We pray for our nation, Father. We pray for our men. We pray for our women. And we pray for the children. And we pray for the Gentiles. Father, my prayer is that you save as many as you can, and that you touch as many hearts as you can to just reconnect with your creation and allow us to stand, Father, endure to the end.
Hallelujah.
So that we could be saved, and so that we could be with you, so that we could be in fellowship with you, and we could be in praise and worship with you and be free with you. Hallelujah. So I thank you, Father, for being our treasure. Thank you for being our Father. Thank you for your Son, Yahushua HaMashiach. And we thank you, Father, for being everything that we need in order to survive. Hallelujah.
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 In Yahushua's name, we pray.
Hallelujah.
Alrighty, sis. Yes. I'm sorry I had to let go, but that's what I pray for. You. So I love you, and I'll be talking to you soon.
All right, love you, sis. Shalom. Hold my breath in.
We need fragrance and stench is disgusting.
Ew. Wickedness is a disease. Ayy. It's better than nothing. Killing my demons with ease. Yeah, yeah. Babylon falling. I think it's time to eat. Kingdom of heaven. How much y'all give me the keys? Yeah, yeah. Beautiful Shabbat. Shabbat shalom. One love, y'all. I pray that y'all Shabbat is blessed. And the Most High is honored and glorified. May all esteem be to him. One love. Shabbat shalom, family.